Yo, 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 what's poppin'? What's poppin'? It's your boy Smith. We're here live on the Smith Express Show. Man, been knocking down interviews back to back, you feel me? Hey, but this right here, I feel like it's gonna be a dope and great interview. You know what I'm saying? Partner been doing this thing for a minute, consistent as fuck. You feel me? My young homie YJ, what's poppin', my dude?
What's good, man? We in the building.
What's poppin', man? It's an honor to have you on my show, my dude.
Yeah, man, it's an honor being on it, you know what I'm saying? I've been ready to work with you for a minute already, and here we are.
Man, it definitely ain't gonna stop here, boss. We definitely gonna make history together, boss.
Real talk.
So, all right, let's get straight into it. You've been doing this music thing for a little bit now. Like, what's some of your inspirations?
My inspirations is, like, this. Like on some real ass shit, the inspiration is I pretty much grew up in the system with like not having, pretty much sleeping on the floor, you know what I'm saying, growing up in poverty and shit like that. So I use from what I grew up and I take from where I came from and I use it to get me to where I need to be. Yeah. And I use that to get me where I be. So I feel like a lot of my motivation comes from my roots and then my kids too, you know, they my motivation. And then, like, when it comes to other, like, if you want to say, like, my role models, I do got role models in the rap game and the industry and shit. Like, I look up to, like, Yo Gotti, you know, Gucci, you know, like, the big dogs. Local-wise, I'm by Chicago, so I look up to Bo Deal, too. I don't know if you know who he is.
Oh, yeah, big up to Big Bro Bo. I'm already knowing.
Yeah, because I try to stay connected with the real ones.
That's what's up, man. So, like, you know what I'm saying? Since you've been doing this music thing for a minute, how you feel about the new age and era of hip-hop that's going on right now?
I feel like, I mean, it's going in a lot of directions right now. You know, with a lot of emo rappers coming in the game and a lot of, just like a lot of different type of music is coming out nowadays. And I feel like hip-hop is going in a lot of different directions, but I feel like the sauce that I'm bringing to the table is a different type of vibe too, because I rap and I sing, and I feel like a lot of people fuck with that, and I feel like I got a lot of diversity, a lot different to bring to the table.
That's what's up, man. So like, you was telling me, you know what I'm saying? I see you promoting your new project that's finna drop. You want to talk about that more?
Yeah, so I got a project, Public Enemy 2. It's dropping this month. It's going to drop around the middle of next week. Okay. So I'm just going to pretty much, I'm not giving it a set date because my producer's working on like two more beats. He's mastering them and shit like that. So as soon as he gets those done, I'm going to drop, if you got me on Instagram or on Facebook, you'll see me post it. But for right now, it's just we're going with in the middle of next week with it.
Okay. So hey. So, like, you know what I'm saying? If you don't mind, if you want to break down the name Public Enemy Number 2, like why that? Why run with that? Is that specific? You know what I'm saying? That specific meaning for it?
So I ran with the title. I ran with the title because, like, in my city, in my town, I feel like I've been targeted. I'm not targeted specifically, but I feel like there's a lot of hate towards my direction. I used to work in different studios all the time before I like actually got comfortable where I go now. But I would always hear from different artists like, yo, how come every time like when you're not there, like when I'm at a session or something like that, I always hear people talking about you and shit like that. Like a lot of different artists will always tell me there'll be another artist in the studio talking about me from the town. And it's like, why so much hate? We all doing the same thing, you know? Like, we all chasing the same thing. It's like crabs in a bucket where I'm at. And I feel like everybody, they don't want to see me shine out here. So I feel like I'm public enemy out here. Like people just don't want to see me do it.
Hey, that's crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't mean to cut you off, but with that hate, though, you at least got to congratulate them. Because to me, one thing I noticed with all that hate is like low-key fans that scared to admit it. You feel me?
Hell yeah, and that's what I feel like drives. That's a drive also too. From what you said in the beginning, that hate gives me more motivation. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like Michael Jordan on the court trying to prove he the best. Like that shit just gives me that motivation. Like, you want to hate? Now watch how I convert. You feel me?
Yeah, man, that's crazy, right? Hey, you know what I'm saying? It's like you're not even a negative dude that follows that road. You feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying?
And about that too, like, I'm a positive guy. Like, if you know me, I'm a chill person. I'm a humble guy. Like, I would try to motivate you. I would try to give you the advice, the best advice. I would tell you right now, I'm not a man who acts like he knows it all. I learn new shit every goddamn day.
Yeah, true.
I learn new shit every day, real talk, bro, and I love working with new people.
Man, that's crazy, but that's just the rap game, man.
For real, because, you know, you do got people coming in acting like they know everything that the fuck they talking about, bro. But in reality, they being pimped by some record label or some shit. Feel me?
Hey,
like, you know what I mean? It's like, nah, bro, like, I'm not finna listen to your shit, because look at where you at. In my standpoint, I feel like you don't really know what you're talking about, because look at, you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of niggas out here that act like they know what they talking about, but in reality, they don't know what they talking about.
Oh yeah, facts. The blind leading the blind.
Real talk.
Damn, that's crazy. So, I mean, you finna release this EP. Is there any special features or anything that's going on?
So, this one, I'm not gonna really have any features on it. My producer's gonna be the only one on it. He's letting me know if he's gonna hop on the last two that he's mixing right now. If not, if they're gonna be solo, he usually does that. He'll just add his verse to it and whatnot. But I didn't really go into the feature direction because of the fact that I'm charging for features right now, and a lot of people weren't really talking about the bread. And so I was just like, you know, I'm just gonna run with this EP by myself. And but the song that I feel like that's got a lot of potential to this is it's called Hammer Time. It's already out right now. You can catch it on YouTube, Spotify, Tidal. It's everywhere. It's Hamma and Time. Hammer Time.
Yo. Okay. All right. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Hey, plug yourself one more time so that in case they missed it.
Yeah, so, like, you can catch the song right now. There's one song leaked off the whole project. It's called, you just got to type YJ Hammer Time.
Okay, YJ Hamilton, check that out. You feel me?
Hell yeah,
man. So it's like, so you got the music thing going on. Like, are you stepping into anything else, or is it just all music? You got any other things besides the music that's going on?
Well, besides the music, shit. I was trying to get into like being in like extras and shit, like movies and shit like that, like modeling type shit. But that was just like testing waters type shit. My main focus is music, and that's why, like, I don't ever try to get sidetracked. But if it were to episode be in the future, I would like to get endorsed or something by like Nike, or be on a commercial or some shit like that. I feel like I got the charisma, and I feel like that's just one of my attributes right there, to just be on a, like, I don't know, like, be sponsored or some shit.
Hey, that's dope. I could definitely see you on some modeling shit, you know what I'm saying? Definitely get your brand out.
Yeah.
I think that'd be a dope look for you. So
yeah, and then I switched it up too. Like, a lot of people used to always see me with the short fade, you know what I'm saying? I always had a high fade, low fade, and then I just grew, with this pandemic, I just grew my hair out, and I just started braiding it up. And then people are just fucking with the new look now too.
Yeah, that's what's up. Hey, so like, yo, you know what I'm saying? You collaborated with many artists. Do you have a dream collaboration?
I collaborated with High Rez. I don't know if you know who High Rez is. He that dude that went into McDonald's and like wrapped everything in the menu.
Oh yeah. I know what he's talking about.
Yeah, I got a song with him. I did a song with Gutter. I was gonna do a song with Kid, but he never got back. His camp like took too long. That was like back in 2016. But those are like the only main features that I do got. Other than that, my main big feature that I like to get a song done with Gates, Young Dolph, Key Glock, fucking Bag. Like, I like to get it with somebody that's going hard right now.
Hey, that's what's up. Yeah, I them some dope collaborations, like a Moneybagg Yo or somebody.
Hell yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, somebody that's going hard right now in the game, I would really like to go like feature with them. Not just because of the, you know what I'm saying, they got all the publicity or whatever, they got the clout, but because I really fuck with their music. And I, like I said, I'm that humble guy that will let them know in the school, like, nigga, you that nigga, you the GOAT, you that guy, you really that guy. Like, I, you know what I'm saying? All hands to it. Like, I ain't gonna walk in and act like, you know what I'm saying, I'm Michael Jordan, because I'm not.
True, you know? True.
Yeah. But, I mean, other than that, yeah, bro, I'm down to work with all kinds of people, though.
That's what's up. Like, what about performance? Do you got a favorite track that you like to perform?
Shit. Usually, what I do when I perform what I got going out or coming out at that time. You feel me? So, like, I had a show yesterday, and I've been having shows like every 3 weeks. It's like two or three towns away from where I'm at, and I've been performing pretty much the EP that's about to come out. And so people can, you know what I'm saying, and be like, okay, what song is that? And like every time I get them performing, I tell them to like be ready for it, add me on YouTube, and hit that notification bell, because when that shit drop, all the songs you heard today are going to be out, you know what I'm saying? Woo-hoo. So now that I got a couple people and a couple towns already anticipated for the mixtape, and I feel like that's what I mean for the EP, and I feel like that's like a good thing to do when you know what I'm saying, when you're performing. Perform shit that's not released yet, so then they're ready for that shit.
Hell yeah, bro. I'm already knowing. That's what's up. And what, are you going to keep the EP short? Like what, 4 to 6 songs or?
Yeah, it's like 4 to 6 songs on there. It's like six or seven. They're not really that long. They're going like 2 or 3 minutes a piece. So it's like, it's not really that long. But I promise you, these songs going to get you in that mode. Like, okay, on the right, whether you're on the right way to work or, you know what I'm saying, on the way to the club or whatever the fuck, you gonna turn up.
That's what's up. Hey, do you got a favorite song of yours in general where you look back and like, man, what was I on? What was I thinking when I wrote this song?
Yeah, this is a song I got a music video for. Y'all go check it out on YouTube. It's called, you'd have to type Young J, Moving Silence, YOUNGJ, Moving Silence. And it was like one of my big music videos too, because I just came out of nowhere. My boy just got the camera, he called me up, said, hey, let's shoot a video to this. And I'm like, all right, bet. We shot it up, and he didn't even have like a good camera like that. He shot it on a Nikon, and we shot it and shit, and it just ended up hitting like 20,000 views like within a day. And I'm just like, holy shit, like, bro, this shit, like, if I can do this off of singing and rapping on a song, like, I was on my Dirk shit on that shit. Real talk, shout out to Dirk. I was on my Dirk shit, and I was just in the mode, bro. And if y'all really listen to that, I was talking about real shit. I was talking about what I was going through with my girl at the time. She's my ex now, and I was talking about my grandpa, how he was dying. Like, I was talking about a lot of stuff on there that really meant a lot. And I feel like that shit I spazzed on that track, and I fuck with that track to this day.
Man, that's what I'm gonna definitely check it out. When you can, send me the link. I'll definitely peep it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Record it, like do a little review. You know what I'm saying? Okay. My opinion on it. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure it's fire. Cause you know what I'm saying? I've been rocking with you for a minute, bro. I'm definitely a fan, for real, for real.
I appreciate that to the fullest, my boy. I really do.
Real shit. We definitely gonna link up, bro, and get some type of work in, bro.
Yeah, we got to, man. Like, I'm always, like I said, like I tell everybody, I'm always free. I do grind. I'm not there yet, so I do work a 9 to 5. I don't feel ashamed for it. I mean, I feel like that's another motivation right there too. I want to get the fuck out of where I'm at. I don't want to be working in no warehouse no more. I want to get paid to make music. So I mean, I feel like I just tell everybody that I'm free after 2:30. 2:30 every day. You know what I'm saying? I'm free. You get me? Oh. Especially on the weekends too, when I don't work, I'm free. Hell yeah,
man, that's crazy. Like, that's what's up. I mean, you know what I'm saying, there's no shame. You know what I'm saying, you work a 9 to 5. I'm pretty sure it's other artists that do work the 9 to 5, anything to make the ends meet, put food on the table. You gotta do what you gotta do, boss. That's nothing to feel ashamed about, for real, for real.
100, for real.
You know what I'm saying? Cause like that's what artists, you know what I'm saying, there's nothing cool with artists going broke, bro.
That's what I'm saying. I gotta keep that, like you just said, I gotta keep that food on the table, man. I got a daughter I gotta take care of, and I got sons, so I gotta do this shit.
Hell yeah, real shit. Hey, it's definitely an honor for you to come on my show, man. Real shit, all right, man.
Anytime, bro, anytime.
Hey, look, so you know what I'm saying? It's just a couple, you know what I'm saying? I got a quick question, you know what I'm saying?
What's up?
So, like, You know what I'm saying? I know it's like me putting you on the spot. You know what I'm saying? I know you a dope artist on some real shit. You know what I'm saying? For those that may not, you know what I'm saying, know much about you or haven't gotten in tune with you yet, can you do me this quick favor?
What's up?
Can you spit your one of your hottest verses you ever wrote, a cappella?
Hell yeah.
All right, let us hear it. Rip that shit, boss.
All right. Bitch, don't ever think that you is not replaceable. Gang done pulled up on a friend for fellatio. I go savage to the end, I want all the smoke. Gotta get it how you live, flip it, I'm an oath. Look at the man, he look like a lick. He probably is chew, I bet he gon' miss. You don't got a bag, throwing a fit. Raising the tray, I gotta admit. My daddy so perk, out in Zans, out in Vicodin. Yeah, my drink is kinda warm, throw some ice in it. I'm absorbing haters, hate like solar energy. Suck my dick, two middle fingers to my enemies. I know your girl, she went to East, I know she remember me. I can see bitch, nigga, in your entity. Huh? Hold up, bro. I wanna get the whole thing, but I don't know. That's the song off my EP. And I need it like that right now because my fucking throat. I've been having a cough and shit, but yeah, I was gonna hit it.
Yeah, it's all love, boss. I'm already knowing.
But that
bro.
Was the hood, though. That was the hood. I gave him the hood.
Hey, that shit, you know what I'm saying? A little teaser, bro. Public Enemy number 2 coming out, what, next week?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Real shit.
I was already like, damn, where's my water bottle at? I didn't got my water bottle up. Damn.
It's all love. You know what I'm saying? Hey, one last question, though. You know what I'm saying? For those that's tuning in, that's trying to get in the game, do you have any inspirational words for them that might be wanting to get where you at?
Shit, man. Like, I'll tell you, just don't ever give up on your passion. The only way you're going to get to it is if you get it done. You got to get it done, man. You can't just expect shit to come to your pockets, come to your lap or whatever the fuck. Have to get up and go and get it, and fuck what anybody says, man. Fuck all the negativity. Turn all the negativity into positive. And when you learn how to do that, you're gonna see that you actually getting 5 steps ahead instead of 10 steps back. And I just feel like that's like, you know what I'm saying. Just keep it positive.
Facts. That's big facts. Real talk. Yeah. Cause you know what I'm saying. A lot of people get discouraged if certain things don't go their way or. You know what I'm saying? Things not moving fast enough. You feel me?
Yeah.
Real tired. Hell yeah. Just hanging there.
Shit, I was going to say, instead of like singing something, that's written, because I usually when I do that, it's like I'm performing it, and I usually have the ad lib in the back. I can freestyle for you on some shit. I can freestyle for you if you want.
That's cool. Yeah. That's cool. You know what I'm saying? It's on you, boss. Let's hit that heat.
I bet. See. You want to know the truth? I never really had shit. Cold nights, no food in the cabinets. We were young, cops were called to the address. Cause the income wasn't enough. Arguing over money, that shit was fucking me up. Couldn't sleep, nightmares always keeping me up. So my dad started slanging. I was in the rector's cut. Had to cut the strings to live free, you only live once. What? I hit the weed because the pain was too much. And at times were too tough, I went to school with no lunch. We ain't had shit, yeah, we only had us. No matter what, my parents still had bucks. Mom's 9 to 5, seen depression in her eyes. So I started writing songs and I turned it to a grind. If this shit is just a race, I'm gonna leave them all behind. I ain't talking about that Gucci, I ain't talking about design. I'ma have to keep it coming, yeah, I heard it from the vine. And these niggas talking shit cause they know that money on my mind. And I don't get no fucking, I got this shit up on it, click. I'ma have to keep it coming, and them bullets from the mist that they sending with the shit, they ain't really with the shit. Gotta keep it coming, cause I know God gave me a gift, and I gotta keep it coming. I ain't never finna skip, I ain't never finna lose. I ain't here to make it this, I'm just trying to prove that I got something to lose. I'm just trying to keep it coming, you just all up in the fuse. You just all up in the room, gunshots going boom. I told you in this interview, my motivation from my roots. Gotta keep it coming, cause I did this shit from my booths in the warehouse. Why the fuck you ask my whereabouts? You don't know me, and no, you're not my homie. Real shit, I was raised with cheese and bologna. You don't wanna fuck with me, nigga, I could turn loony. Real real young lad, and I'ma get it looking gloomy. You know what it is, bro.
Hey, I see you, boss. You definitely just set that bitch on flames.
Hell Hey, yeah, bro. That's just like, I don't know. That's just, I was just throwing shit out. Acapella-ly too. I don't really rap acapella. Usually I just get it off on the beat and I just keep going. But like I said, when I rap shit written, I for some reason, bro, I can't hit it all. It's like I got asthma. I can't hit it all the way through. But I'll stop for some air, or I'll need like a little sip of water because my throat starts getting dry when I rap my written.
I'm already knowing, boss. Hey, it's definitely an honor for you to be on my show, man.
Real talk.
Hey, well, so as soon as we hang up, boss, I'm going to text you. We definitely going to link up and get into some shit ASAP. All
right, 100.
All right, for sure, y'all.
All right, later.
Yo, there you have it. The homie YJ. You know what I'm saying? Definitely doing his thing. Public Enemy number 2 in stores next week. No specific date. Just be out on the lookout. You know what I'm saying? Dude, definitely dope. You know what I'm saying? Got bars. You know what I'm saying? Got the full package. Just grinding. You know what I'm saying? Nonstop. Best of luck to partner, man. I want to see him succeed for real, for real. You already know. I'm signing out, though. Smith Express. Let's get it. Yeah.